You said remain collaborative, but I feel like the more I spend time connecting with other churches and talking to senior leaders, collaboration isn't the easiest thing for a 50-year-old. I don't know why, but unless there's some great experience that has taught them or leaned them otherwise, it's really hard for a 30-year-old to get the buy-in of a 50-year-old to be like, hey, let's collaborate on this idea. Do you know, or could you give a little bit?
Do what I say.
Yeah, collaboration says.
Collaborate, do this.
Yeah, if you do what I say, then maybe I'll entertain what it is that you wanted to do in the aftermath, right? Yeah. I'll let you play on stage once everybody's gone home.
Yes.
I would say, maybe Robbie, this question goes to you. What should we be doing as young leaders when we get the opportunity to partner with somebody who's had a great track record, but there's vision burning and boiling in you? Yeah. What are you doing to manage that?
A couple of things. One, and this is going to be hard to swallow for any young leader, especially when they're fired up and they're chomping at the bit, but it's to take in the idea that ego is the enemy.
Ego is the enemy.
It will stomp you out. And so I've been challenged and want to challenge others as well. Like, one is be a lifelong learner.
Okay.
When I was 20, I thought I knew everything. I literally thought I knew everything. Now that I'm in my 30s, I realize I knew nothing. And not just being a lifelong learner from study and school and books and trial and error, but being a lifelong learner with the reality of this older generation, which could be 1 year older than you or 50 years older than you, that they're not just the man out to lock you up and take away your dreams and fizzle your fire, but they have something very intelligent and tangible to offer you.
Yeah, that's
us,
good.
That we can learn if we can move ego aside and go, okay, you know what? That hurt. That really brings me down, makes me want to leave and do my own thing.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
But hold the phone. And on the same breath that I say be a lifelong learner, I say have a canvas mentality, that every person has a canvas. And if you can learn about painting on someone else's canvas, not worrying about your own, yours will naturally become the most beautiful piece in the room.
Yeah.
And it's hard, though, because I want the credit for the things that I
that
do.
That you do, right?
And John, if you'd allow me to say this and see if you agree or disagree, but we started a college ministry together where John was the pastor. John did start it, was asked to do it. John was the guy. John did it.
Yeah.
But I had a huge piece of that. I was speaking all the time, running the team, creative vision. He let me do all that.
Yeah.
And there are moments where I could either go one of two ways. John didn't do this.
Yeah.
Dude, I freaking was the speaker.
John didn't speak
the way I did, but I'm on fire. I'm a born... You know, communicate.
Yeah, whoa, bro, no. I'm about to altar call right now, dude.
No, I can't, dude. You know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Or I could go, hold on a second, man. I wouldn't even have the opportunity.
Yeah, credit where credit is due.
How John didn't find me, how he didn't put me in place, how he didn't give me credit, how he didn't believe in me. And I learned to learn from him. I think he learned a little bit from me, and that became a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
But if I'd let my ego, which the voice was telling me to do, screw this guy.
Yeah.
Do my own thing.
I don't like. I can take half this
group right now, start my own church, and this would be done.
Right, right.
But that wasn't, you know, thank God that wasn't.
That's honor. Mind. You're talking about honor, man. Yeah. And that's something that's not the majority. That's not
hard.
One of the qualities that sits inside of the average 30-year-old is how do I honor those that have gone before me?
Honor is hard. Let me tell you why. Especially for the millennials, which what you said, we're kind of on the cusp of Gen X and millennials. Mm-hmm. It's a weird place to be.
Mm-hmm.
But these 20-year-olds in their 20s, they're millennials. They are smart.
Yeah.
They are sharp.
Yeah.
They are hungry.
Mm-hmm.
They can honestly, I want to, any millennial listening right now, you can do more than half of us Gen Xers.
And twice as fast.
Twice as fast.
Yeah.
We're brilliant. Now, you don't do the typical 9 to 5 because you don't have to.
Yeah.
You can get your work done from 6 to 12 at a coffee shop.
Yeah, totally.
It's different. It's a whole different world.
Yeah,
we might want to call them lazy.
Yeah.
They're just working smarter, not harder.
You don't see them in the cubicle. you don't see them in the cubicle.
And really what's happened is all of us are just jealous. Why do you get to just do it like that and it's so easy?
I don't
want to say a bad word.
Yeah.
I'm joking. But you know what I mean?
You had to work your jeans off. Yeah, you had to work your jeans off, dude.
Our jeans off.